Pennsylvania medical marijuana dispensaries will open their doors to patients in 2018. This past weekend, dozens of companies that work in or support the industry converged on Pittsburgh for the World Medical Cannabis Conference and Expo. 90.5 WESA's Liz Reed made the rounds and brings us this report.
The medical cannabis industry is about much more than just growing and selling marijuana.
On-demand, secure labeling, product track and traceability, and also authentication to ensure that your product is accurately portrayed in the marketplace.
This is our newest product. It's called the Robo LQ. It is a lab-scale liquid filling machine for capsules.
We test for mold, mildew, pesticides, salmonella, E. coli, heavy metals, and of course terpenes, cannabinoids, and potency.
That was Michael Sadeo of ACT Laboratories, Eli Elias of the Capsule Group, and Michael Riley of the Troy Group. At the weekend's expo, almost every aspect of the marijuana ecosystem was represented. There was a company that develops irrigation solutions for growers, people making glass pipes with torches, and a booth with samples of marijuana-infused sodas in flavors like honeydew melon and grape limeade. Except the samples didn't actually have marijuana in them, because that would be against the law in Pennsylvania.
This is the first show we've done where we've actually not been able to hand out CBD samples.
That's Keith Karp from Cannabinoid Creations. CBD is believed to be the pain-relieving compound in marijuana. That's in contrast to THC, which is the stuff that gets you high.
As much as THC is great, don't get me wrong, I like to get high. CBD is the anti-high, but it's a wellness product.
But according to Andy Elias with a company called Quicksilver Scientific, there's a better way to get CBD or THC into your system. They create products called nutraceuticals, which contain microscopic drug particles.
Smaller than the gaps in the tissue in your mouth. So when you put this stuff under your tongue, it's like getting an intravenous dose or something like that. It gets in your bloodstream so rapidly.
Chris Lively with OCO Labs is concerned not with getting the drug into your body, but getting it out of the plant. His father's son company, he's the son, sells what they call the world's smallest tabletop carbon dioxide extractor.
You'll see people with things called dabs, you'll see topicals and tinctures, and you'll see things like vaporizer cartridges. Vaporizer cartridges are a good example in that they're primarily made with a CO2 process, and that's the kind of product we sell is a CO2 extraction system.
Then there are the folks who aren't looking at the plant as a drug at all. Erica McBride is with the Pennsylvania Hemp Industry Council.
By definition, industrial hemp is cannabis sativa with a THC value of 0.3% or less.
McBride's booth is filled with all kinds of products, all made from hemp.
These are some of your more traditional products, textiles and clothing, soap and beauty products, hemp protein. And then over here, we have some of the more promising for the future products. We have flooring tile, composite board. This is actually insulation, so this would replace your traditional fiberglass insulation, and it has the same R value as traditional insulation.
Many of the companies at the Cannabis Expo are looking to get into the Pennsylvania market as the state's medical marijuana program ramps up. The state health department is currently reviewing applications for growers, processors, and dispensaries. Licenses are expected to be awarded later this year, and the medical marijuana program should be up and running in early 2018. I'm Liz Reed, 90.5 WESA News.